This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Monday morning. Hopefully everybody had an awesome, relaxing, cool if possible, but whatever you got into this weekend, hopefully it was fun. Good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? All good on this beautiful, beautiful, steamy Monday here in Atlanta as, a great week. And hopefully everybody had a great weekend. If you're out there working, and we always say this, when is this time of year? Make sure you're hydrated because it's going to be a warm one today. And it's just sitting on top of Atlanta right now, all the heat.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, make sure you're safe and all those things as we get ready for another week. It's football season. There's a game this week. I know it's preseason and all that. But you get to see people dressed up in nice uniforms.
Yeah, man.
You get to see people dressed up in a nice uniform.
We're not complaining about it.
No.
Sort of an NFL football game. It'll be great. Yeah, whatever. Right. It's better than not having one like
exactly.
Last week.
Exactly. And as Atlanta fans of the teams in this city, boy, we need a break from something. Between that damn baseball team and that damn soccer team. Well, the Dream, they did win.
That's right.
I think that was Minnesota's first loss at home. So congratulations to the Dream. Thank you so
Brittany
much.
Griner played awesome.
Played awesome. Mm-hmm. So thank y'all for that. But other than that, the other two teams. There's hope up in Flowery Branch, Andy, hope up in Flowery Branch, Andy, that this year will not be, because we talked about this a couple months ago, it was always the Braves that would help us get through stuff.
Nope, not this year.
Not this year, damn it. They putting more on us.
They are.
Than anything like that. But, yeah, it is still, Falcons training. I saw the pictures this weekend. Looked amazing. The hill was completely full. I saw, Matt Ryan and the little cubes were there and a couple other people were there. So it looked like it was an entertaining weekend up there at Flowery.
Yeah, it looked awesome. Yeah. We had a great time Thursday, the first day of training camp, and then just the pictures and everything you've heard from everybody who was up there over the weekend. Like you said, those photos and videos of the hill, I mean, I've never seen it like that.
Yes, it was crazy.
In terms of full, and that's awesome, man. I love that the enthusiasm and the hope and the excitement is there. It should be. Day off today and then first day of pads tomorrow. Yep. We'll be back out there tomorrow and Thursday this week. So we'll be broadcasting live from Flowery Branch twice this week. And the thing that happens, and it happens in every camp for every team every year.
Yeah.
But maybe it's different because of who was involved this year for the Falcons, or maybe because it was twice or what. I don't know what it is. But nothing makes fans more excited. And I don't entirely understand why. And I don't know, maybe you can help me, or maybe you understand less than me. There's nothing that makes people more excited than training camp fights.
Yes.
Nothing gets people more fired up.
I don't understand.
Than James Pierce starting two fights yesterday at training camp.
Yeah.
And then I can't help it. Reading the comments, just want to gauge what people think, whatever.
Right.
I get in there and just anyone who was skeptical about trading up for him in the draft is sold now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We got a dog.
Oh, yeah. And it's usually, and the dudes that are, and from but my, and
if
and,
that's what you needed to get sold on James Pierce, that's fine. I'm going to wait till the season
right.
and a couple seasons yes. to kind of yes. make my decision on him. But man, people were fired up that James Pierce out there fighting people man. Yesterday.
Please not get pushed around. You got a dog in him. Usually, and I've been through a lot of training camps, Andy. I was never in one fight. Because I'm like, it's too damn hot
you
to be out
not
here.
Have the dog
what
in
are we fighting about, man? You know, I never went in a fight with one of my teammates in a training camp fight, as a lot of players have never been in. And so this is one of those things where, you know, they probably were pushing him after the play or something like that. But usually the SAR dudes, like they're like third team, those are the ones fighting. Starters, we don't be fighting each other. Like, man, they got too much. It's too damn hot out here to be fighting each other. It's usually them ones full of piss and vinegar.
Backups
that
and
do
rookies.
All that. Yeah.
Backups and rookies.
And he's that.
He's a rookie.
And he's that right there. So, yeah, good for him. But I thought the other stuff I was reading is he was really good. He looked really good now. Sorry, Jalen Walker is getting something done to his body. I don't know what that means. They said they had to fix something with his body. I have no clue what that means.
What part?
I don't know. I hopefully it's nothing that, you know.
Hopefully not one of the important parts.
You know what I mean? But so hopefully he'll get out there soon. But yeah, I saw the fact that they're out there fighting and all that stuff. I'm like, hey, it is what it is. But yeah, vets, like, I ain't got time to be out here fighting. And then sometimes it's because you're going against a vet and you're going against one of these rooks that's full of, you know, pee and vinegar that wants to show you how much of a man he is. Mm-hmm. And you'd be like, all right, dog, now calm down. All right, we're going to get better and all this stuff. But all that extra, sit your ass down, Rook. And that's probably what happened. But nothing big.
No, I'm sure. To me, it's not big. It happens every year.
Yes.
In every training camp.
Yes.
On every team.
Yes.
And, you know, some teams that have fights in training camp make the playoffs.
Yep.
Some teams that have fights in training camp don't.
Fights.
I don't know. I don't know if there's a direct correlation. But again, if that's what you needed to see to feel like the Falcons defense finally has that
dog
edge, that dog, whatever it is that you want it to mean.
Right.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Then it means that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because the thing about it, he one thing about I mean from just watching him play, he ain't no punk.
Right. Like
James was,
he's
a hard-nosed, get-after-you type dude, man.
It'd be so disappointing if training camp of his rookie season were like that.
Yeah, but that's all that was, man. Just a little dust up. There will be others.
There will be more.
There will be more. And more likely, he'll probably be in another
one. Yeah, he might.
More likely, he'll probably be in another one. But, as long as nobody don't get hurt.
Yeah, problem is somebody did. Get hurt. Darnell Mooney is going to miss a few weeks of training camp.
Yes.
Sounds like he should, by what you hear, still be okay to play when the season gets underway. But that was day one, mm-hmm. right? That's when we were out there on Thursday.
Yes.
He left the field. It wasn't carted off or anything, but left the field and obviously follow-up questioning about that over the weekend. We find out he got a shoulder injury, came down weird on it, trying to make a catch.
Yeah,
so he'll be out at least to practice for a couple weeks.
Love the effort and everything. You can't do that in practice, man. You can't, you know, that's just one thing that you want to go all out and everything like that. Every ball in the air is yours. But, you know, diving and everything. I saw DK Metcalf had one, and he's like, just let it go. You were 5 yards out of bounds, you know. But, I mean, it's unfortunate, but but for them, it's not something that's going to miss a season. I saw they signed DJ Shark, and they said that they were working him out before this, so it wasn't.
Right. This was going to happen.
This
anyway,
was
going to
happen anyways. They said, and so you got another guy, another veteran pass catcher, and things like that. But that's the one thing you don't want that kind of. You don't want the injuries. You don't want the missing of time by players. You want everybody out there, because the thing about it is, because he's missing practice time, you got to reset all over again. I know it's one day, but it's about, you know, and this is a show where he can do running and cardio and all those different things. But you hate to miss those reps out there with Michael in this important time of the season for him as far as training camp and getting familiar with his receivers.
Yeah, because, again, remember kind of the first, I don't know how long of the season last year, really when things were going well, he was the go-to guy.
Yep.
I mean, he was leading the team in all kinds of stuff. He was leading the NFL in explosive catches last year at a certain point before, you know, Kirk kind of went sideways injury-wise and the play fell off. But, yeah, I mean, he's expected to be a big part of the passing game.
Yes.
He was nearly at 1,000 yards anyway last year
and
missed the final game because of an injury. So that's also part of it, too. I mean, it's the guy who in his brief time here has dealt with a little bit of injury. So, yeah, you hate to see that he's not going to be able to be out there. But again, if that's all it is and he's back out there when the season starts, that's great.
Yes.
DJ Chark, I can't believe this guy's been in the NFL for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. This is his 8th season in the NFL. Because I remember talking a ton about him leading into that draft because it was just like a Falcons needed. I think that was the year they took Calvin Ridley in the first round.
Okay.
I think it was.
Okay.
I could be wrong about that. But like, man, that's time flies. Certain guys like that just remind you how quickly time
LSU,
goes
right?
by. Yeah, he was an LSU receiver. Right? Yeah. I think they took him in the third round. Jacksonville did. Had a really good year. His second year had 118 targets, 73 catches and 1,000 yards. Mm-hmm. And then he's been okay up and down since then. Said 500 yards in two of the last three seasons. Yeah, Last year was hurt. He's your fourth guy.
On most teams. On this team, he'll be competing for that fourth spot behind Ray Ray and the other guys. But, yeah, I mean, it's a veteran guy that knows how to play. Saw that he's had other visits, other places also, and the Falcons were able to snatch him up. And, you know, he has the opportunity to make the team. I don't know what he does as far as a teams guy because
when you
look at where he is, that's more of a teams guy. You got to be the fourth receiver. But that's usually where Kadarius Hodge plays, fourth or fifth guy. So, yeah, it's not something that's going to shake up the damn depth chart or anything like that. But he gives you another body, especially with the veteran player with the loss of a guy like Moody for we don't know how long it's going to be. So, yeah. Nice addition. They needed another receiver. Obviously, you didn't want to lose one to gain one, but he was going to be on the roster anyway.
So the Braves got swept.
Yep. It looked bad doing it.
Yeah, I mean,
except for Michael.
Saturday went to extra innings, so it was competitive.
You know they're going to lose that, right?
Right. So, I mean, you get into the bullpen.
Yeah.
They got smoked yesterday. Yeah, but I mean, you know, we're at the silver linings portion of the Braves season. The season's toast.
Who the hell is this guy pitching today?
I mean, I don't know.
Who's pitching today?
That's who knows.
I don't know.
It's probably on the sheet. We'll find it. But Michael Harris is batting .400 over the last 2 weeks.
Oh, Stratus going today? Okay, never mind.
That guy. I heard of him.
Who's going out? Who's after him? Then
that's the new guy.
You lose a new pitcher. You lost that pitcher. Grant Holmes is gone.
Right.
Yeah, so Grant Holmes is gone now.
But we got Fetty Wap on Tuesday.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They went out and got Fetty. They added that guy, who last year, by the way, they were in talks for at the deadline.
Uh-huh.
And the ask was Drake Baldwin. So –
who?
They
wanted to give up Drake Baldwin for
it. No. The Braves didn't want to, which is why they didn't.
The other team
wanted. They were like, "Yeah, we'll trade you Eric Fetty if you trade us Drake Baldwin." And they were like, "No, we're not going to do that." So sometimes the best trades you make are the trades you don't make.
How good is Fetty?
He was at one point pretty good.
Okay.
But he's not good anymore.
Oh, okay.
which is why he's a member of the Atlanta Braves currently.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I mean, he's a starting pitcher who can at least eat innings because that's all it is. You're just crawling to the finish line at this point. And there's still a long way to go.
A long damn way
before the finish line gets here.
You're crawling the marathon right now.
Huh?
They're crawling the back end of a marathon.
Yeah, I mean, you're at the point of the marathon where they might medically ask you to stop.
Hey, man.
Like, hey, man, maybe not your year. Grant Holmes going on the 60-day IL due to elbow inflammation. That now makes all five opening day starters on the IL currently. And obviously Strider, who's going today, started the year on the IL. So
unbelievable.
Yeah, it's, you know. The story of this year continues. But Michael Harris hitting the ball.
Yeah.
Had almost like a cycle.
Yeah, man. I was hoping.
It was better than a cycle.
I was like, stop.
So because
he just needs the single. Stop.
Just stop at first.
Stop. But, he was doing good, running the bases really, really well. It's good to see him get going and all those things like that. But, yeah, it's just a miserable being. We know that a bad baseball team is the worst feeling in the world. Especially when they were supposed to be good.
Yeah.
And it's because
expectations are such a part of it.
Yeah, and because the injuries, obviously you talked about all the opening whatever pitchers, they're all gone. Then you got this ragged ass bullpen, and then you got a lineup that hasn't hit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so it's just one thing after another that makes you 14 games under 500 or something
16.
Like that? 16 games under 500.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're right down there with the Rockies. Remember how we were climbing the Rockies at the beginning of the year? Y'all are right there with them.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. That's sadly kind of the interesting part of the year now is, like, the Braves have a worse record than the A's.
No.
Yeah.
Talking about the guys are playing in Sacramento?
Yeah, they play in a minor league baseball stadium. They don't even have a home stadium.
Damn.
There's only two teams in the National League with a worse record than the Braves have. Like, there's a chance the Braves finish dead last in the NL East.
Wow.
They got a game and a half on the Nationals right now.
Damn. Maybe they're trying to win.
The Nationals?
I don't know.
Oh, they're young. I don't know. They got at least their – I don't know. And then the Rockies have won 27 games. So at least they're there for you. You're not going to fall that far. But, yeah, man, it's a terrible season. Sucks. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to what's trending here to kick off the show on a Monday. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
End the game.
You can sense it, too. I mean, it's the second year with Raheem, and it's like, hey, we were really close last year. We showed a lot of good things. Penix came in and, same thing. Showed a lot of good things as well. Now it's time to take that to the next level. Let's make a playoff run. Let's get in. And, that's the goal. And, once we're in, anything can happen. Let's take it a week at a time. But it all starts, it's hard to talk way down the line about that when we're three practices in into training camp. So let's keep doing what we're doing now. Like we said earlier, talking about the competition and the way we're going against each other, and good things will come from all this hard work.
I like that. Jake Matthews there from over the weekend.
Main thing.
I know, but he got excited, Like he was asked about it and he was like, yeah, I know, I think we can be good. And he was like, oh yeah, that's right. I'm supposed to say boring stuff.
Yeah.
But we got to take it 1 week at a time and, and the main thing, whatever. Like, yeah. I love it when athletes forget sometimes almost, and it's like, oh, I am excited about this. Thanks for asking. Allow me to answer. And then midway through, they're like, oh, wait a minute, downshift to boring. What am I doing? Why am I actually answering this question? You can hear it there in the middle of that answer from Jake Matthews. I like the excitement, though. Means he maybe believes it.
I mean, what, you have to believe it. I mean, it's a new year.
I bet we could go find, because he's been on the team for a long time.
Yes.
Good teams, bad teams, Super Bowl team, coaches fired in the middle of the season teams.
Yes. Because he's his third coach, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay.
Was he pre-Dan? He might have been pre-Dan.
Was he pre-Dan or was he Dan?
I'm not sure.
Oh.
But he's been around for a while. Yeah. I would imagine he's been excited about the offense every year that he's been on the team.
Yeah, man. I mean, I think, their biggest
thing. Maybe he believes it more this year.
Their biggest thing, they got to stay healthy. Michael, we talked about it. He's going to be a young player. He's not going to be. He is a young player who has to improve on certain things. And I think that we talked about it on Friday. They have to help him also. Zach's got to find some easier completions. I saw this stat this weekend, Andy. He's like
pre-Dan
from the. Oh,
his first year was the final year of Mike Smith, okay. I think, 2014, right?
Wow.
And then Dan was 15, 16, right?
Yeah,
I think so.
Okay. Yeah. But
this is his fourth coach.
So he's in a position where I'm talking about Zach. He has to find some completion. I saw a stat this weekend that like Michael Penix and his three stars led the league in explosive throws, not necessarily completions, like over a certain amount of yards.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, and so that's your completion percentage will go down.
Totally.
You got to find him some easy
completions. That's why we got to get that new stat we made up for Mike.
Yes.
Is true completion percentage.
True completion percentage.
Because it's not, all right, it's like the NBA. all right, your field goal percentage is lower, but you're shooting all these threes and making them.
Yes.
So your true shooting percentage is way up there.
Yes.
And that's how they really judge it.
That sounds good to me, buddy.
Yeah.
That sounds good to me. But
so
they got,
if Mike, complete, what do you got to do to get a true completion percentage? Over 20?
Yeah. But you got to give them, but they got to give them some easier completions and everything like that. Get his completion percentage. And also get some plays rolling. You know, I mean, you can't win all the games with one big play. And so you got to figure out how to methodically move sometimes. And those are certain things that he has to work on, you know, as far as, you know, his footwork and things like that, getting more comfortable doing those things. But yeah, just find some easy completions. You got one of the best players in football as your running back. You got ascending receivers, a good offensive line. It's just all about Zach and him just getting on the same accord as far as how you call the plays.
It really is wild, just back to Jake Matthews for a minute and his longevity. He hasn't missed a start in 170 games.
Mm-hmm.
He missed one game his rookie season.
Yes.
He hasn't missed one since then.
Iron Man.
That's insane.
Playing the left tackle.
Playing left tackle.
Playing left tackle.
Which, I mean, that's that 100.
Not even a baby kept him out.
Yeah, his baby on Sunday.
Yes.
The baby was born Sunday morning.
Not even a baby kept him away.
Flew him to Charlotte and he played in the game.
Yes.
Crazy. Yeah, it's pretty remarkable the career that he's put together, and he's still playing some really good ball. All right. Here's the owner of the football team talking about the job that Raheem has done so far. Arthur Blank. If you didn't know.
You know, Raheem is certainly an experienced coach. He's been in the NFL for, you know, over half his lifetime probably, and touched bases in a lot of places, learned a lot, et cetera, et cetera. And I think last year was a good year for him. Probably he would say he learned some things that he probably could do better. I think he's going to study harder on time management, see if we can get a little more focus on that this year. You can constantly find ways to get better.
That's funny. Yeah. I mean, obviously, that was definitely something that came up.
Yeah, he's pointing out the obvious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just normally they don't point out the obvious.
Yeah,
normally you just point out the generic.
But, you know,
say what you want.
Say what you want.
You own the team. And Raheem clearly struggled with game management at the end of some of those big games last season.
Yeah.
So I don't think there's no secrets being told there.
No.
It's, you don't always hear the owner specifically being like, yeah, I think he's worked on a lot of stuff. He's gotten better. Here's the thing, hopefully he worked on most.
They've been putting these microphones in these owners' faces. They've just been saying what the hell they want.
Especially the, you know, the aged ones.
Yeah. Jerry.
Jera.
And then old Mike.
Mike up there,
Mike there in Cincinnati.
I would say.
Are they the only three owners that talk? This offseason so far, I'm sure there's probably been
some. Nah, they're just the only three owners that tell the truth when they talk.
Or not necessarily the truth, just say what they want to say.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it's truth, like
because I think they all sort of say the truth, but you know what I mean. It's sort of like a, you know, like a variation of the truth. The oldest current owner in the NFL.
It's Arthur, isn't it?
Hang on, this is wrong. I was about to say so. I think that person's dead.
Is
the Bears owner?
Metallus? Oh, yeah, Metallus Metallus is, yeah.
She's alive?
Is she alive? She's over 100.
102?
Alive? Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Because
Wow.
Yeah, she's 100 years old.
So there's a handful of owners over 80.
Okay.
Of the owners over 80, Arthur's the youngest.
Yes.
So there you go.
There you go. For 80, Arthur's the youngest. Okay.
So you got Arthur at 82 or 1. Then this was written last year, so it's I think they're all a year back, but they're all still there. Arthur, Jerry, Robert Kraft, Stephen Ross.
Okay, she died in February? Okay.
Oh, she did. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
I thought so. I thought she had passed.
Yeah.
I mean, 102, that's a pretty good run.
Oh, yeah.
Sign me up for that today.
Yes.
Janice McNair in Houston, and then Mike Brown.
Okay.
So
they go. They're all up there, and they're all.
Because Robert Kraft will talk too, and he says wild stuff.
Yeah, but
too.
I mean, they're all at a point where, just like, you know, we were talking about what's my man out there in Oregon, Knight.
Yeah, Phil
about
Knight.
Just wants to win one. Phil, Phil. Like, think about it. Jerry got three of them.
Right.
You know, and Jerry got. I know it's been a long time, but yep. He does have three of them.
Robert Kraft has a bunch.
Has a bunch of them. I mean, Arthur Blank had one in his hands. Had one like they were sizing it, and then
he's got an MLS Cup.
Yep,
and a TGL.
Yeah, I mean that's true. His trophy case is has stuff in it.
And I'm sure he's been like business person of the year.
Oh yeah, but he won't that thing.
Yeah,
he wants that Lombardi trophy.
Yeah, so
that's what he wants.
That's what I want for him.
Hell to the yeah.
That's what I want for him. Anyway, we'll get back into some more of what we heard from the Falcons and their players over the weekend. Two fun, fan-filled practices Saturday and Sunday. Great work.
Way to go.
By the way, by all the 92.9 The Game folks out there and the shows that were out there yesterday, too. We'll be back out there tomorrow. In 10 minutes from right now, Shannon Sharp is going to join us.
Oh, Shay.
Looking forward to that conversation. A lot to talk with Shannon Sharp about 10 minutes from right now. Before we do that, let's get back into some of the other things that happened this weekend, including the Braves getting swept, but at least this happened.
Michael Harris to center. Is that going to get over the head? It will. Connor reached up but couldn't get it. Harris is around second, and he's got a triple. Here we go again. Michael puts this in play. He plugs the gap. He drives in Ozzie Albies to make it 4-3. It's going to be a ground rule double. It did hit up and over that yellow line. There's another hard hit ball. Get out of here.
Love to hear it.
My, oh my. He's a single away from the cycle. Here in the sixth inning is Michael Harris. And he ties this game at 4 apiece. Michael Harris waits another 1-2. Line drive.
Stop.
And it gets down.
Stop.
It's going to be more than a single.
Stop.
It might be another triple.
Run, Michael.
It is a 4 extra base hit night for Michael Harris.
Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. And then they found a way. Yeah.
Yeah, well, the bullpen's terrible. I mean, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? I bet. This is fantastic. Hopefully Michael Harris can ride this wave through the end of the year and into next year, and we can forget about what happened the first 100 games this year, and we'll laugh about it someday.
Yes.
I bet there was like a month where Mike didn't have 4 extra base hits.
Yes, I believe
for him to go out there and get 4
in one game,
in a game is awesome.
It was outstanding, man.
Hopefully he can keep it up.
I tell you what was funny watching the games there. I didn't realize Jock Peterson was on – because I didn't know Jock was up, and I saw they were doing like the tribute and everything like that, and they're talking about the pearls and everything. I was like, wonder what. I was like, was that today or something like that? And then I was like, oh, he plays for the damn Rangers.
Right.
Yeah. Batting 112 or something like that.
Yeah.
127 or something like that. Yeah, man, like 127.
What is the most, like, there's so many parts of what happened in 21 that are so unfathomable. One of them being all of the guys after that run just
fell off
a cliff.
But
now,
but
Jock had like a good year, I think, in San Francisco afterwards. But like the rest of them.
But you think about just think about that group that Alex brought in, and like Eddie Rosario.
Yeah.
Like the height of his career.
The peak of his career.
The peak. The best. And I just remember you and BG were always talking about Eddie Rosario.
I think he was an all-star in Cleveland.
Yeah, y'all kept telling me about this damn Eddie Rosario. Yeah. I was like, dude, I don't even damn about no Eddie Rosario.
Well, you ended up getting
him. BG was like, kept going at, like, no, they didn't get Eddie Rosario.
Just wait till he gets right.
And then Jock Peterson comes in, and you're like, okay. I mean, he had some good years in ball, and people know him.
Yeah.
But he comes in and does what he does, and we are them M-blankers, and – it was just, you know, it was just a fun ass run.
Just think about the bullpen guys, like
Matzik and
Minter and
like
the tall guy from Coldplay,
Chris Martin. Dog, they need to stop. They need to stop because now every time they're showing too many of them. Damn,
he was never an all star.
Oh, he wasn't. Who, Eddie Rosario?
No, he's never an all star. He had a couple. He had some good years in Minnesota. But he was never an all star.
Yeah, this Coldplay thing, trying to catch people, man. I saw it this weekend. They nobody got caught. Everybody was like, "She's with me. This is my wife."
Oh, now there's venues trying to get people.
Yes. Mm. Yeah, man.
Be aware.
Yep.
Be vigilant.
Well, are you trying to get people if you just simply are getting people to look like they're at a game together? Now they're just putting Coldplay music
on. Well, it's funny, though, because it's not the first time that's ever happened. Like, there's videos of people getting caught on kiss cams before.
Look natural.
But it's the worst time. Exactly. If you would have just not moved, if they would have just kept it cool, nothing would ever happen.
Nobody would
know. Yeah.
There are conspiracies that because this lady's a billionaire already, that it was all a fix.
Well, now they got Gwyneth Paltrow in the commercials for the company, and those are pretty funny. So, like, the value of the company might end up going up. They might turn it into a win.
Hell yeah.
I don't know. It's crazy times. All right. Shannon Sharp's going to join us next. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. 20 minutes away from an NFL no huddle, the first hour of the program every day, brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. Like we said, we'll get into an NFL no huddle coming up in about 20 minutes from right now. Let you hear a little bit more about what Arthur Blank had to say about the Falcons' upcoming season. He met with the media for his sort of annual state of the Falcons address at training camp over the weekend, so we'll let you hear some of that. We'll get to the back page with Bo coming up at 12:40. But an interview that we've been looking forward to, I know that we had been told that we might get a chance to catch up with Shannon Sharp last week as he is in town for a bottle signing for his cognac coming up tomorrow. And we'll talk more about that as the interview goes on. Shannon Sharp joins the show right now. How are you?
I'm good, bro. What's going on?
What's going on, Shay? How you doing, baby?
Randy, what's doing? What's good? What's good?
Just enjoying life, man. Enjoying life, man. And like Andy said, we're so glad to have you on. And we know this is a big thing for you, but I wanted to start. This weekend is a big-time thing for you and your family. And I wanted to get your perspective or you tell us about how important this weekend is for you and your family as your big brother Sterling Sharp goes into the Hall of Fame finally.
Well, it's been a long time coming. I mean, we're extremely happy, extremely excited. I know my family, friends, and loved ones are extremely excited as well. It's something that when we started playing football, it's nothing that we ever envisioned. Obviously, he got off to a great start. It took me a little longer to find my niche and to turn into the player that I became in. But I think when you start playing football, that is not something that the Hall of Fame, you want to make. For me, I wanted to make the team, you know, make a name for myself, maybe make a Pro Bowl, All Pro. And if I was fortunate enough, maybe play in a Super Bowl. And all those things kind of played out for me. His career got cut short.
Right.
But to have this day and to be the first brothers in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, it is an unbelievable, unbelievable honor.
For people that, like you mentioned, his career got cut short, obviously just an incredible player pre-injury and then was unable to have the back end of his career that he would have. For people that didn't get a chance to see him play, maybe tell folks what they would have seen had they gotten to see prime Sterling Sharp.
Bad man.
Well, I mean, he led the league in 7 years. He led the league in receiving 3 times. He led the league in touchdowns twice. He had won the Triple Crown, 5-time Pro Bowler, 3-time first-team All-Pro, led the league in receiving yards. His prime, you know, basically 92 through 93, he had more catches and touchdowns than Jerry. So it was him and Jerry going back and forth year after year. One would have more catches, the other would have more touchdowns and vice versa. But he was on his way to a phenomenal, phenomenal career before he got cut short. But I'm glad that people saw, like, okay, it wasn't a long career, but it was a historically great career. And that's what we reward. Sometimes we reward longevity. We reward, you know, just because you play, do something for a long period of time, that don't mean you're good at it. And so I am so glad that 50 men and, I am so glad 50 men and women went into a room and decided that Sterling Sharpe, although the career was short, it was well worth, he was well deserving of this honor.
Is the speech done, Shannon, or you got to make some tweaks to it?
No, I'm done. I mean, I've already done my part. And so now it's on him. He's I talked to him yesterday, and he says he's putting the finishing touches on it, and but he'll be good to go come Saturday.
Shane, I wanted to get your thoughts on, because everybody listened to you and all those different things, but I wanted to ask you about your thoughts on today's game, because it's different era. Your era was way before mine. We kind of overlapped a little bit at back end. Then I had this one. Then this new era of football. What is some of your thoughts on it?
It is, look, it is very offensive friendly. It is very pass friendly. The defense is at a decided disadvantage because they've taken the physicality out of the game. And at its pure essence, football was about physicality. It was about intimidation. Things that you were willing to do in the first and second quarter, you were unable to do in the late in the third and the fourth quarter because you knew what was going to happen. But I get it. I get it. It's called evolution. Things change. Basketball, as we know it, is not the same in the 80s and 90s as it is today. And football, and they're not going back. Fans love to see the scoring. They love to see the celebrations. They love to see guys throwing for, you know, 4,000, 5,000 yards, putting up all those touchdowns. And so I think it's changed for the better. There are going to be some records falling. They've added more games. I believe they're going to add another game here within the next two to three years. They'll add an 18th game. It's different now, Randy, when I played and obviously when you played. But I don't think it's a bad thing. You just accept it. Evolution and it's for the betterment of the game, and you look at the money that they're making, it's hard to complain. I know some people are like, man, I wish it was the glory days, but you can't play football that anymore. When you know better, you do better, and I think that's what the NFL has been able to do.
Shannon Sharpe joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, talking a bunch of different topics here as his brother is set to go into the Pro Football Hall of Fame next weekend. He's in town for a bottle signing, which, again, we'll tell you more about as the interview goes on. I wanted to ask you about the field that you're in now, because obviously we're talking about football, but you're talking about football, too, for a living. And we see a lot of these former players, like, getting into debates that then devolve into
shots.
Personal stuff. Like, what? Why do you feel like that's something that's happening so much now in the kind of the modern former player media landscape?
Look, guys, you had your time. Whatever you did, you did. Whatever you didn't do, you didn't do. There's nothing else you can do. You can't go back and catch a touchdown, get an interception, score a touchdown, throw another pass. I've always been, even though I didn't come from a journalistic background, I realized when I was discussing the story, I didn't want to become a part of the story. And then, and sometimes it's for clicks and like, you know, because, you know, drama sells, you know, chaos sells. And, you know, you say one thing, I don't know why. You can have an opinion. That's your opinion. You know, and I think, you know, you're getting at like, well, Cam's situation, he said about Jalen Hurts. That's how Cam feels. Cam's a quarterback. He's entitled to his opinion. And for me, I've always tried to stay out of the situation. Well, yeah, he's good, but he's not as good as I was. What does that have to do with me? I'm not playing now. The story's not about me. It's about evaluating said individual player. But I, like you said, I just try to stay away from things like that. I try to offer my honest opinion about certain things, knowing that my voice carries a little more weight for the simple fact I played the game at a high level. I played for an extremely long and my numbers and my credentials speak for themselves. So I have to be very, very careful what I say, who I say it about, because the first thing they're going to say, they're going to turn it into a situation, Pro Football Hall of Fame, Shannon Sharpe said X, Y, and Z. So you just critique the player. You try to be as honest as you possibly can, realizing that that man might have a wife, he has parents, he has brothers and sisters that care for him just like your mom, brother, and sister cared for you. So you take all that into consideration, but you do try to offer an honest critique of his play. And if you just talk about his play, I think that's fine. But because, you know, someone said this, I disagree with that opinion, that doesn't mean I need to lash out and talk about where you weren't that good or X, Y, and Z. Because there are a lot of times when, you know, people might say things, I'm like, well, if it was that easy, why didn't you do it? I mean, if coaching was that easy, why didn't you coach like that? Well, why didn't you sign players like that? But that's not my place. We're talking about an individual and his play and what can he do better and how can he improve. And I just try to keep it on that.
And you were definitely one of my favorite player growing up and everything like that. And like I said, got an opportunity to play against you and things like that. But I remember you at CBS. I remember all these different avenues that you were in. Would you have ever thought that you would be where you are? I mean, obviously you got Club Shay Shay, one of the best out there. You and Chad have one of the best out there. And I was going to get to your lick in a second. But did you envision any of this like this?
No, because at that point, digitally wasn't what it was. Everybody was trying to get linear television. Everybody was trying to get on television, get one of those desk jobs, Mike. When you retired, you know, there were very, very few. I left early because I realized that if I were left a year later, maybe the opportunity to be there wouldn't be there. So now that it's there, let me go ahead and take advantage of it. And then it kind of gradually progressed. And digital is just as big, if not bigger, than linear television. You see all the platforms that, you know, these you see the McAfees, you see the Joe Rogans, you see the Portnoys, people like myself and Cam and Ryan Clark and all these guys. You see, I did not see a world that it was like this. And I'm kind of glad I got in when I got in. Yep. Because it gets yep. harder and harder. To get in now, you try to get in before the curve or during the curve, because if you get in after the curve, you're probably late.
Let me ask you this, because there's been so many moments on the podcast that have gone viral. So many hilarious moments, surprising moments. Like, what's the one for you that when your guest said it, you were like, oh, all right, this might be something here.
You know, actually, when you don't know. And people are like, well, how do you not know? Because you don't know. Because you don't get on trying to be viral. I think that's the thing that I've learned. Because I remember when I was on Undisputed at Fox, and there were things that I thought, like, man, people go probably go crazy with this. And it did nothing. And innocuous things that I would say people would go crazy for. Yeah. So you really don't know. And I think the best way to approach it is not to try it. Not to try to do something. Just be you. Just be who you are. I just have a way with words. I like to think that I'm a natural funny guy.
Yes, yes.
And I might say something, but I say it in a way that people get it. People resonate. I use a lot of analogies when I speak, but I think people do understand exactly what I'm saying. And so I don't really try to go viral. That's not what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to offer an honest critique. A lot of times it's a situation, having played 14 years in the league, I've been in a lot of these situations where something that happened in the locker room, maybe it was something that happened on the field that spilled over into the sidelines, maybe it was something in the sidelines that spilled over into the locker rooms. So I'm just trying to give you my 14-year knowledge of NFL football, 4 years of college, 4 years of high school football. So there are not a whole lot of situations that I haven't seen or been involved in. And so I'm just trying to base things on personal knowledge. But – you know, I haven't seen every situation. And I then, and like that, when you're dealing with a situation that you haven't been exposed to, you just try to offer your honest opinion, your honest take of what you think happened and maybe how they should have handled that situation.
You've embraced this unk thing, Shay, and I refuse to own up to it. I can't do it. I don't know why, but you have embraced it to a point where it is – it seems like it's cool when people call you that. Like, it's a term of endearment.
Yeah, it is. And I remember, I mean, I had a T-shirt, Randy, that I said, it's funny being the age of old people.
Yeah.
I remember, like, man, such and such. And you think, like, man, when I was growing up, somebody was 40. You're like, man, they're old, and then they feel like, man. And now here I am. I'm a couple years away from 60, and I'm like, well, damn, that's me. That's me now. I've embraced it. I mean, there are very, very few people that actually call me my name. I mean, when I'm in the airport and when I'm out, most people refer to me as Unc. And as you mentioned, it is a term of endearment. It is a term of someone that has wisdom. I'm the guy that they talk about, man, you remind me of my aunt because you always have these stories to tell when you come around to family gatherings, the cookout, the barbecues, or whatever the case may be. And so that's kind of that. So I've embraced it. I don't have a problem with it. All the current players, that's how they refer to me. So it's nice to know that they respect what I did. They respect who I am. And, you know, and even the guys that I've been critical of, they say the one thing I say, bro, you keep it straight down the middle. If somebody mess up, you call it out, and I can respect that.
Let me get one take on a player that plays the position that you did, and Randy too. We spent a lot of time talking about him, looking for a big year from Kyle Pitts this year. How can he get the most production out of himself this season?
Well, I think the biggest thing is to stay healthy. It's hard. It's hard to perform at an elite level when you're injured. Even the slightest nick can throw you off, and it starts messing with your head. And I think the thing is that, and plus, he had such an outstanding rookie year. There are not a whole lot of rookie tight ends that come in and off the clip go get you a grand, and that's what he did. So the bar was raised extremely high, and he had to deal with a lot of different quarterbacks. He was dealing with injuries. As a matter of fact, we had him on nightcap the other night, and he seems at peace. He seems happy. He also is in a contract year. They didn't pick up his option. So he knows he has a quarterback, and I saw Penix Jr. talking about it, how he was going to, KP was going to get the ball, that he couldn't give him the ball enough, because he does have a very, very unique skill set. He's a guy that's tremendous run after the catch. He's a big target. He run good routes. So I'm expecting a big year, but he can only have a big year if he's healthy. If he's healthy, I expect Kyle Pitts to because I had this conversation. I said, bro, when they start talking about these tight ends, they need to talk about you. You hear them talk about LaPorta, and they talk about McBride, and they talk about Hawkinson, and they talk about all these tight ends. Bro, you have the ability Travis Kelce. I said, bro, you have the ability. You can run routes like a receiver. You're fluid. You can drop your hips. You can get in and out of breaks. You can make tough contested catches. You're great run after the catch. I said, he said, man, you know, you're right. He said, but I just got to stay healthy. You know, he had that injury, you know, I think he tore his knee the second year. And then, you know, had these nagging injuries that just piled up. And it's tough. And Randy, I don't know how if you had any injuries, but I was a guy that dealt with some nagging injuries, and it's tough. It's tough to go play and play at the level that you know you can play at if you're nicked.
Well, Shay, we appreciate you so much, man. But tell us why you're here. You're out here at a baller signing for that fabulous cognac that you have.
Yeah, man. You know I got to get that in, man. I'm at the I got three signings tomorrow. I'm at Green's Beverage on Ponce. My cognac, that's a big thing for me. It's something that I wanted to be a part of. It's something that I wanted, you know, my grandmother's name to stand the test of time. So long after we're gone, I want it to be. I'm at Marietta Boulevard at Metro Bottle, and then I'm at Wagyu's later in the afternoon. It's a bottle signing. Come out and get some great cognac. You can check my page out. We've won like 13 awards, SIP awards, Master Bartending awards, gold, silver, and platinum awards. We feel we have the best tasting premium BSOP cognac on the market. We put a lot of time, we put a lot of effort into it, and we've gotten great reception for it. People that buy it and try it, they love it, and we've had a lot of repeat customers. And I'm very, very pleased, very, very excited to be a part of it. So, guys, I really appreciate you guys having me on. Randy, I know I don't get a chance to talk to you much, but, man, congratulations on everything you're doing off the field. I appreciate you guys giving me an opportunity to come on and talk about the cognac, chop it up with you guys about football. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll get back in touch with you guys soon.
All right, brother.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate you, Shannon.
Shannon Sharp there, Hall of Fame tight end, podcast host, NFL analyst, and award-winning cognac
liquor maker.
for those that want to go tomorrow, 2 o'clock to 3:30 at Metro Bottle. That's 2225 Marietta Boulevard. Signing bottles of Shea by Le Poitier. Sounds good to me. I have some. Anyway, go by, say what's up to Shannon. Thanks to him for hanging out with us. Great stuff as always. We'll take a break. Come back and get to an NFL no huddle here First hour of the show brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.